Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the first day of October, Tommy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Means we're officially in spooky season.
Ooh, boy. What are you doing?
Really into spooky.
And if you have kids,
yeah,
you're already planning
all
for
right.
Halloween. Mm. Costumes, arrangements for the evening.
Oh, yeah.
And decisions to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions that you'll make individually for each kid.
Yeah.
Even though New York State wants you to know, they have some thoughts on it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Halloween this year is going to be a doozy.
Why is that?
It's on a Friday.
Oh, boy. Party time.
My kids are...
Oh, they got to be so excited.
Pumped.
This is going to suck.
Like the greatest news ever.
Okay, I'm going to be honest.
Teenager.
It's cocktail hour.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going on my kids. Could you double check that Halloween's on a Friday this year?
No, it is.
It is. Okay.
That blows.
I'm almost positive.
Why does it blow?
It blows. I get that everybody's going to be out at the bars slutting around. But like for me, it's going to piss me off because I want to have a drink.
Why can't you have a drink?
I can, but I got to hide it.
Why?
Why?
Because you're a bitch. Tough guy. I do what I want all the time. Except when I'm in a house that I don't pay for. My wife says I can't have a drink when I hand no candy to kids because I'm a scared ass, puss ass bitch.
People in the neighborhood drank all the time.
I know.
People
I know.
Will walk with beers while trick or treating.
I hear you. But that also interrupts my evening. I like to sit down and relax, have a drink up and down. I got to serve these little beggars.
No, I hear you. You earned it, too. You know, the hard work
How many trick-or-treaters do you even get in your neighborhood? You talk about how old it is all the time.
It kind of... Sometimes some people drive in from other areas.
Oh, that's weird, because a second ago I heard you were fine with people driving all over the place.
Well, not when they're coming for the good candy. And then some are coming over from the college.
Okay.
They're walking around, looking around, grabbing the candy.
With Halloween being on Friday night, talking about trick-or-treating specifically, it means the kiddos can stay out as late as they want to.
Which sucks. Now they're going to come later and later. So now I'm going to get the 9 o'clock knockers. And that used to be a good thing back in the day. I paid good money for those.
This week,
yeah,
the state of New York put out a suggestion to parents.
What they say?
Now,
home.
It's not a law.
How about a party at your house?
Will you shut up?
I'm just throwing out ideas.
Shut up, Kimmy.
Yeah,
it is not a law, but New York State says this year they highly recommend that any kids 12 or under are accompanied by a parent when they are trick or treating door to door.
And that should be, man. You want your kids loose in the dark?
12.
At night?
12.
With all the weirdos?
Just for reference sake, 12 years old would usually be around 7th grade.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's about the line, right? You middle school?
Kimmy, in 6th grade, you were going out with your dad trick-or-treating?
I guess I don't remember. It's probably
I'll tell you, you weren't.
It's probably around that age, though. Yeah, where your parents start to, all right, you're going to go out in a group. Okay, see you back here later.
I thought middle school, 6th grade, was the year that, okay, you guys can go out and have fun with your friends.
Yeah,
like, you know, don't
go
too far, but you can be around. If in 7th grade I had to go trick-or-treating with my dad, I'm not going trick-or-treating. No? I mean.
Yeah, I agree, but I also know that age is a handful.
What, 12?
12. Especially boys.
Shut.
They're little jerks.
Okay. I would argue, by the way, 12-year-old girls way worse than 12-year-old boys.
Well, it's a different kind of bad.
There are lots of people
who
don't think you should go out and trick-or-treat past 12, period.
Like, so, that should be the cutoff.
Yeah, so for, like, the state to say, like, you know, you should have, see, you're doing it. You're that guy right
now. I didn't trick-or-treat. I don't think I trick-or-treated at 12.
Really? Seventh grade?
No.
Why?
This is, I don't know, I just kind of grew out of it. Plus, I didn't like candy.
Phone number is 252
WCMF. Lamest kid ever.
We can't. Every year, we try and do this, and we can't because he's like a...
You're doing it. I mean, you can't.
You're doing that, and you can't. No, it's just like, hey, what a treat. I didn't go trick-or-treating. I don't eat candy. I don't have a soul.
I don't like dressing up. I'm 12.
I don't like role-playing. I never did.
He's like 12-year-old Bill Belichick. I'm not going to buy candy. I don't want to dress up, and I'll run to New England. Kimmy?
Yeah.
What is the age where you are too old to go out and trick-or-treat?
I don't know. I mean, last year we had more kids than ever trick-or-treating, and I saw some high school kids, and I didn't think that was weird.
So 17 years old, that's okay.
I would
say,
like,
got a goddamn girlfriend.
I'm talking to Kimmy!
I would say, like, 16, 17 is probably the cutoff.
I mean, 16, you should be partying
with 16,
your
friends. You may, like, want to do more, or, like, you might have, like, a party you got to go to or something. Like, when you start to drive on your own, maybe that's when you...
There you go.
Stop trick-or-treating.
Well,
but I'm still going to give you candy if you show up.
Well, but here's the thing. When we were in high school, you could actually, like, get a physical driver's license at 16. They're kind of pushing it back now the way that things are. So there aren't kids that are able to drive. And
I do remember, like, around that age, like, kids having parties.
Yeah.
You want to go Halloween party with your friends. Instead of
sneak around, do a little fun.
Okay, and that's just it.
What?
What in your head is the age that is too old to trick or treat?
I would say once you hit teen, you're done.
So 13.
13, get out of my.
That's 8th grade.
Go get a girlfriend. Go get a boyfriend.
Okay.
Go have some.
Don't say that when they show up at your door.
No, but go
start. Where's your girlfriend?
No, but you should start having more adult style fun at that age.
Oh, okay, so my oldest is 15.
Not your husband.
No.
She's one of the good ones.
What happened a second ago?
So
kids that aren't having the fun you suggested they're not good kids?
No, they're good kids.
No, okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here because my oldest is 15.
Well, she probably wants a boyfriend to have some fun that way.
Why couldn't you go trick-or-treating
clean,
with
good,
a boyfriend?
Clean, Christian
No. You said you were doing the toki-toki, and then you were inferring.
Not the toki-toki.
You were inferring other things.
I was doing that. That's a nice. That's what I tell you.
What?
That's a nice.
Should my 15-year-old
nice
daughter
Italian,
be
she should,
doing
she can find a nice
on
Italian boy.
Halloween?
I don't think she wants to trick-or-treat. I think she wants to be more of an adult.
No, okay, fine. So you would recommend that, then? I should send my 15-year-old daughter out into the darkness to do whatever she wants on Halloween, right?
No, but wouldn't she rather go to a party with her friends?
Oh, sure. There's lots of things she'd rather be doing that, like, hell you're going to be doing. It's just so funny how you run your mouth, and then when, like, real life shows up, you're like,
I'm just thinking, like, you know, at some point you want to start having those memories of being a teenager.
All right. With Halloween being a Friday this year, and New York State coming out recommending that every kid 12 and under go out trick-or-treating with an adult.
Yeah.
I got news for you, buckaroo.
What's going on?
This year.
No more parties.
This year, the older the trick-or-treaters, the better. You want every high school kid to go trick-or-treating.
Why do I
want
to feed that kid sugar?
Idle hands are the devil's playground.
Don't put your idle hands on your girlfriend at some party.
Okay, again.
Oh, really? Okay,
it's
so
getting weird.
You want to back up again?
Feel some boobs. What? I mean,
take a break for a second.
Don't you want to hide out someplace and have fun with a girl?
What kind of girl?
The standard ones that have a vagina and nipples.
It's getting worse. Getting worse.
What?
Do we have to back up again? Or?
No, let's not.
Pop it in
let's
reverse?
Just move
I'm
forward.
Just saying. Like,
no, I'm trying
let's,
to
let's,
illustrate.
Let's push
I
on.
Am trying to
good,
illustrate.
Clean teen fun.
Okay.
Well, is there something wrong with two teenagers making out? Is that a sin?
You tell
we
me.
We all did it.
You tell me.
It's not.
Okay. But that's not what you're inferring.
I just said nipples and vagina, which was a great morning show that they canceled many years ago.
I disagree. Never liked that show.
You were on it twice.
Kimmy.
Trying to push a crappy
show.
Oh, no.
I was on plenty of nipples and vagina, mostly your mom's. Kimmy, this year, you want as many older kids going door
want.
To door. I'm talking
line
to Kimmy.
Of teenage
do you want me to,
jerks.
Do you want to go back and have that conversation again?
Full of axe spray.
That?
Kimmy, the older kids trick-or-treating. Prevents hijinks from boredom. It keeps them out of drinking parties.
Whoa. They can do all that while they're trick-or-treating. They can tear up your neighborhood while they're trick-or-treating.
You are such an old suburban white guy. It hurts me. If they're out collecting candy and having fun with their friends, there is less chance that they are going to do something dangerous to hurt themselves or somebody else.
They're going to collect the candy. Then they're going to go out and start hellraising.
Is that what they're going to do?
Oh, yeah. They're already dressed as devils.
But you're also getting into the, I guess, generation of kids that grew up knowing there's Ring cameras everywhere.
100%.
So, they know whatever they do, even if they choose to do it, it's not really going to be anonymous.
They're wearing a mask.
They're going to be caught on somebody's home camera system TPing a tree.
Yeah, but, Dracula threw dog crap at my house. What am I going with that?
Like I said, whether or not they
Here's
care, they are aware that it's there.
Boo.
I'm bringing it to Pat's comedy
Boo.
Show.
Look, man, every year you make the argument, oh, these older kids are all about hijinks. And every year, Halloween comes and goes, and there's never a story where we're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
When's the last oh, my God Halloween story you heard involving teenage kids?
I know, but it's just the ramp up to deal with.
What are you talking about?
The food, the answering the door, the dogs going crazy. It's just not fun.
No, it's not fun for the old man. It's not supposed to be fun for you. Somebody did it for you when you were a kid.
Well,
you
when do I
for
get
them
a break?
Because you do it. You didn't even have to raise kids. You didn't even have to take them trick-or-treating. You skipped a massive part of this. Also, if your stepson and his wife were here with their kids, trick-or-treat.
Yep. I know.
No, you wouldn't be able to say any of this stuff because you're a bitch. You're a giant bitch.
I'd be in lockdown.
So, when your grandson, when he gets to, I don't know, 13, 14, he wants to come trick-or-treat, like, you're not trick-or-treating. Go find yourself a pair of boobs, kid.
And no, he said nipples and vaginas. He would look at his grandson and say, go find some nipples and vaginas.
But that would be normal for a boy at 13 to want to be with a girl.
Okay.
I mean, the hormones are raging. I mean, I don't understand why a teenager coming into his sexual awareness is a bad
thing.
You
keep saying his.
And hers, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Or two boys, whatever you're doing over there. Two girls. Boy, girl, have your fun.
I want to point out that you got creeped out as a kid when, like, you had uncles and aunts that would ask, where's, you got a girlfriend?
I don't
you got
like
a
that.
Boyfriend?
I,
how is this?
Well, I wouldn't actually
you're
say.
You're doing it right now.
But
you're
I wouldn't
doing
say
it right
that
now.
To an actual kid.
What is the difference if you saying it to a microphone versus saying it to a kid's
well,
face?
Well, I wouldn't say that directly to my grandson.
There is no
or
difference.
Or my granddaughter.
There is no difference.
Well, now we're just jiving and talking.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Oh, it's a jive? It's a jive session?
It's a jive. We're shooting a bull. We're jiving around.
All right, look.
Being cool.
With Halloween being on a Friday this year, the state of New York suggesting all kids 12 and under have an adult with them while they're trick-or-treating. If you are handing out candy, I will give you this. It is the perfect storm of suck this year.
Why is that?
You will have to be up later. You brought that up on a Friday night, so that's going to suck.
Right.
Also,
the Shark Tank's on.
There is also a decent chance because of that you will have to hand out more candy.
Yeah, I don't know how much to buy this year.
By the way, you see the price?
Yeah, bro.
God damn, man.
Dear,
where are they getting the chocolate from?
It may be cheaper to hand out caviar and Fabergé eggs. Like, the price of Halloween candy
it's
this
insane.
Year is, nuts.
It's like $7 a bar.
You might see more school supplies. Or, remember, there were always those people that
you are
out
getting eggs.
Pencils, erasers, like stuff like that.
Okay, but let's talk about that.
Yeah.
As much as it's going to suck to have to stay up later, and as much as it sucks to have to spend this extra money because chocolate prices are out of control, it benefits you in the long run to do both of those things. Because, as Kimmy just touched on with
What's
the
that?
School supplies, every kid remembers who takes care of them on Halloween. Every person listening remembers which houses in their neighborhood went dark. They could point them out to you when you drive down.
Yep.
Which houses handed out bags of pennies. Which houses gave you Bible pamphlets instead of candy. You will remember those families until the day you die. And I also believe that taking care of the kids gets you on their good side and prevents you being victimized by teens. If
so
that is
basically
something
it's extortion.
Concerned.
It's like the mob coming to your house.
It's 100%
that. Yeah, it's a real nice house you got there.
It's 100% that. But we
hate to see anything happen to it.
We have entered into a social contract with Halloween.
Yeah.
I went trick-or-treating, Kimmy went trick-or-treating, you went trick-or-treating. Yes, my kids have gone trick-or-treating for 13, 15 years.
Yeah.
Everyone else is listening. Because it was done for you, you owe it to the community to do it for
them.
But
I'll tell you what, man, I didn't know what I was signing up for when I went trick-or-treating. I didn't know there was going to be, like, payback.
Doesn't matter. You got it.
It sucks.
You got it. You have to give it to the kids.
I want to pull every kid aside now.
Okay.
And say, you go on trick-or-treating? If you don't, then you're not obligated to do it for anybody else. You could stop this now. You could stop the madness.
I don't get you, man. Like,
I don't get me, really.
One of my favorite nights of the year is Halloween. Like, I'll go walk with my kids for a while, and then I'll go back and hand out candy at my house. I love seeing the little kids in their costumes and watching them waddle.
The little ones are
cute.
Oh,
shut up.
It's the little ones are adorable.
Uh-huh.
The little pea pods that come up, cute. But you don't get all them. You get these snotty little 8 to 10-year-olds with the little chip on their shoulder and the mug.
How can you see the mug? You just said they were all wearing masks.
You know what? The mug is so bad I can see it through the mask. And they're little entitled hands out.
Why do you have such a bad experience with this?
I have a bad experience with everything, really.
You know what I think it is?
What is it?
That always guesses the costume wrong.
Well, that's another thing, man. Yeah. I don't even say.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who's in. I don't know who's in that costume. So shut up.
Yeah. Again, good idea.
Yeah, but it's more stress.
I mean, Kimmy, don't you enjoy watching the trick or treaters come up and knock on the door?
No, they're adorable.
On her bleak doorstep.
I don't think the kid cares as long as they're getting candy.
Obviously, because it made
I don't
no
think
effort.
That kid's like, wow, what a great fall wreath you have there.
He's just swinging as hard as he can, much like Tariq Hill's
leg. I really like your pile of hay.
Man, I really hope, like, I'm scared watching you that I'm going to turn into you. Like, I don't want to be. Like, you're such a miserable prick.
What are you talking about?
When it comes to this,
I enjoy
like, fun stuff. Like, I get not wanting to go pumpkin or apple picking, whatever, because it's expensive. And
oh,
it's
wait. So, things that you don't like to do, that's cool. I don't like to do something, I'm a dick, because people would make the same argument for taking the family out to do all the fall
pleasurable
things.
Yeah, but you don't like things. To do any of
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Like, none, no. You is there anything you look forward to in fall? Anything?
Yeah, I like the fall. I like the weather, the Christmas, and the fall.
The Christmas, different season.
You know, I can
and you don't like Christmas. You don't want to go shut. You don't want to go cut down a tree. You don't want to hang any of the decorations.
Everything's all muddy.
You hate going to Skinny Atlas. You don't take care of your kids. Rich writes us on Instagram.
Well, what's Rich got to say?
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Me and some friends would go trick-or-treating even after we graduated high school. We would drink and get high, then go get free munchies. Looking back at it now, kind of sad. Oh, free munchies.
All right.
Dom writes us, we do a haunted house in our garage every year. We are the house that hands out full-size candy bars. The kids remember us every year, and they light up when they come to our house. That's magic, man.
It is, but you do put a lot of pressure on yourself because you can't do that 1 year and then stop.
You're right.
You have to continue that forever.
The haunted house.
For as long as you live in that home, you will have to be full-size candy bar house.
And you're showing up everybody else in the neighborhood.
But everybody else in the neighborhood loves you for it. There's one house that does the same thing in our neighborhood. They have a bar for the parents. Yeah. They have all great candy. They go out and they buy all of that like jump scare stuff. Their front yard looks like a movie set. And it's awesome. They're such good people. They spread so much fun and joy. No, I mean, seriously, like this world.
Fun and joy is too goddamn expensive.
This world is terrifying. It'll kick
it's always been terrifying.
It'll kick you in the balls. I know. That's my point. Life will kick you in the balls every day. These kids get one night to go and enjoy
one
themselves
night.
And not worry about stuff.
Make memories.
Yes, and you go, listen, one night where they don't have to worry about school or whatever sport they're playing or whatever issues they have with their parents or at their house or whatever. And
you have issues at the house because you run your little mouth too much.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, go have your fun. Just leave me alone.
No, they have to not leave you alone to have their
why
fun.
Why do I have to get dragged into
you
your
don't.
Fun?
You don't. You can turn off your lights and not participate.
Yeah, be that guy on a Friday night Halloween. Do it, you bitch. Are you scared? Oh, no, my landscaping. I work so hard on
I
it.
Do. It's very expensive.
I don't know why to do it. I live at my wife's house. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
And by the way, my wife loves all this stuff.
Of course she does, because she's a good person.
Yeah, I'm just like her butler. Not even the butler, because the butler gets paid. I am like the, I don't know, what would it be? What would it be?
I don't know.
A leech?
A gopher.
You're a leech.
No, I'm a gopher.
No, you're a leech. You just suck.
A leeching gopher.
You suck all of the life out of everybody else so you could live your thing. Look.
What?
I understand.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
That is not the most convenient thing. The Friday night, the expensive candy, the ages of kids getting mad about people driving into your neighborhood from other places. But you owe it to the community because they did it for you.
Yeah, they did.
Don't be
they
a dick. Did. Shut up. Shut up.
By the way, my old man did none of this stuff. Didn't hand out candy. I don't even remember my dad being around for Halloween.
Which is interesting, because you have nothing but glowing things to say about your father.
He got
the show.
A couple of things right.
Did he get it right? You say that man's the one of the worst men you've ever met.
Yeah.
And now you're using his experience.
But the worst person in the world has a couple of good ideas. Not those ideas, but other ideas.
Bro, you're about to be carrying all your stuff out of here in a box.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The scariest scenes are the ones you can't explain.
Oh.
And as of right now, that's what we have here. Because it seems there is not a motive for what went down randomly on the east side. And of all the places to randomly attack someone, you'd think this would be the last place
you'd
want to pick.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a very strange scene, went down in Parenton yesterday morning around 8:30.
What happened?
Police say a construction crew was working in a parking lot on Highgate Trail when they were approached by a then-unknown man. The man was later identified, 26 years old. But according to the Sheriff's Department, this 26-year-old man walked into this construction site and hit two of the workers with a blunt object before fleeing the scene.
And they didn't know the guy?
No idea who this guy is as far as we know right now. One of the victims had to be taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
Non-life-threatening injuries. Hopefully he's okay.
Mm.
Also, when the suspect was finally located and arrested, he had to be taken to the hospital. As of now, there is no motive, no connection that we know of between the suspect and the victims. The 26-year-old suspect was arrested, charged with second-degree assault. Story on 13 Wham says he is locked up right now waiting arraignment.
Yeah.
All right. So give you a second to process what went down here, right? Random man just attacking someone on a construction site.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, I think your take is the right take here.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was, if you are, if you're just dying to launch a random attack on a group of people, I probably wouldn't choose people that potentially have tools and equipment on them.
Construction site is the worst random attack plan of all time.
Yes. Yeah, pretty dangerous area.
Because, like, okay, let's even take the tools out of it, right? Let's say it's a toolless construction site. These people are working outside all day.
Yep.
They have a job where you have to be tough to get through it.
Normally tougher people overall,
well,
I think.
I mean, you have to be. You have to
I don't know. I've been looking at some construction crews. Like, you don't have to be in shape.
Well, not the union boss, but the other guy.
By the way, also, it's one of the few jobs left in America where you can get in a fist fight on the clock, and it's not guaranteed you will be fighting.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the last place you would want to randomly attack a person.
Big, burly men.
Thank you.
And women. Some burly women out there,
wouldn't think. I don't like my chances against any of those construction women either.
Oh, no kidding.
Man. Right? Like, it sounds like he may have learned this the hard way, seeing as how he also ended up in the hospital.
Man, he didn't know any of these dudes.
Bro, again, unless there's something that
comes
out. That's
so crazy.
What?
But you think, like, just to walk in randomly, I don't know anybody, I'm pissed.
I mean, obviously.
That's a nut.
If that's what happened here, he was dealing with some other stuff. But, that point you raised leads us, I think, to a more pertinent question.
What's the premium one?
The phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, hypothetical scenario.
All right.
You walk outside.
Yeah.
And you see a coworker of ours out of nowhere being attacked.
Like Spizzano or somebody.
Yeah, you got it. Spizzano. And he's just getting hit over and over again. What is the first thought that jumps in your head about that situation?
Somebody said something to somebody, or they know each other. They know each other.
Okay, so you think he already has a relationship with that
person? Right, because he's not being robbed. He's being beat up.
You got it.
That's
so
true.
I'm saying, yeah, he said something, or that's somebody from his past. Or something caught up with him.
Kimmy, would you agree with what Tommy just said?
Yeah, like warranted or not, like there's no, I don't know what else, what other motive there would be to launch that kind of fury on somebody.
Okay, so you bring warranted or not into the question, into the scenario, and that's what I want to bring up.
What's that?
So let's say again, hypothetical situation, Spizzano was just getting his ass kicked outside, you're watching it happen, he's not being robbed. Would you assume, based on the fury of that attack, that Spizzano did something to deserve it?
Well, something happened.
Ah, that's not what I asked. Would you assume, if you watched a coworker getting beat up, that they did something to deserve it?
Probably. I'm guessing he was messing.
Okay.
Well, you've also witnessed.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
right, so you're thinking there's a woman involved.
Well, if a guy's beating you up in the middle of the morning,
sure.
And he's not robbing you,
okay.
And he's waiting for you outside, I'm guessing he thinks you were messing with his chick.
Yeah, but you've witnessed work fights before. What were those usually
over? Those were with coworkers.
Oh,
who were like other
things.
And some of them were with messing saying. Around. I told you, my buddy got his truck attacked because he was banging somebody else's wife.
Look, I get back in the day, woman would have been the most likely.
Woman, yes.
Culprit?
Love triangle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you look at the way that people are dealing with each other right now, things being said on social media, back and forth, ideas.
But my mind will go to messing every time.
Okay. All right, with that being said.
Yeah. And by the way, that all can be tied to social, you know, media too. You know, you talking or commenting on stuff, a guy sees it, gets pissed off.
Fair enough. But, I mean, I guess in today.
Call my wife a woman.
In today's world, my first thought would not have been woman. My first thought would have been online disagreement. He went and found him, and I'm going to kick your ass.
It could be that.
Remember when you said you would kick my ass? Well, look, it's me, Jumpin' James 75 from Facebook, and now I'm going to kick your ass.
All right.
So then with that being said,
yeah.
Talking about this attack that happened, according to police, again, in Parenton, a construction crew was working in a parking lot around 8:30 in the morning when a 26-year-old man apparently just walked in and started assaulting two guys. One of the guys had to go to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Hopefully he's okay. The suspect, when he was arrested, also had to go to the hospital. If you assume that this is someone from their past that's kicking their ass, and they may deserve this ass kicking.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing anything to stop it?
Are you jumping in?
I said anything to stop it. What is your first move, Tommy?
Probably come in and tell you guys you got to come see this.
Wait, you would say come watch Spizzano get his ass kicked?
I think that would be, yes.
I mean, I think he's, I believe him. I believe him.
No, just I believe him.
Just, I know, but no, are you surprised?
I'm a little surprised at
because
the first.
Because he's done this to us before with people's misery.
No, but there's.
He has come running into this room. If somebody's upset, crying, angry, whatever the extreme emotion is, he comes running into this room to tell us about it and highly suggests we go look ourselves.
Okay, but I think there's a difference between someone looks like they're having a bad day and someone is currently getting their ass kicked.
I mean, I would also. Well, I figured that probably somebody from the country station would see it. And they, you know, Billy Kidd could call or TJ or Hope.
I think all three of them are running out to help. You're not even going to pick up the phone?
They're going to go out and help.
Billy Kidd, you seen that beard?
He's a big man.
Yeah.
I ain't put much stock in Hope or TJ doing anything.
252-WCMF. I am confident both of them would kick your ass.
Yeah, but they're motivated. I get it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Julia. Hello, Julia. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. What do you got for us?
I'm going with mental health.
So you would assume that if someone was randomly like attacked and you didn't know the situation, that person was having some kind of mental issue?
Yes, I would go there first, definitely.
Okay, I mean, I find that interesting. Do you have a background in that, or it's just how you feel?
Yeah, I'm a social worker.
Okay, there you go. Because, like, I mean, you deal with this more than we do.
Ass kicking?
Well, no. Have people having a break or, you know, an issue.
Yeah, throwing hands.
I mean, Julie, I guess we're splitting hairs here, because even if you have motivation to go kick someone's ass, I would argue
it's still, yeah,
there's a mental thing going on where you thought that was a good idea. I wouldn't have thought, Julie, if I see someone getting attacked, that it's just a randomly picked person because someone was breaking down.
It can happen. That's real.
Well, it sounds like it might happen. All right, hey, Julia, if you watched a coworker getting their ass kicked outside of your job, what is the first move you're making?
911.
Good. That's a good call. Yes. Julia, thank
you. What if you don't like him?
Well, yeah. I might give it a minute and then call 911.
Julia, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. You know, was it around this time yesterday we were talking about, would you give a coworker CPR?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you hesitate?
You're telling me
that
if there was a coworker we had here that you did not like, and you were watching them getting just punched in the face over and over again, you would hesitate to call 911.
Yeah, and so would you. And I could pick out the employees that you would not only you would hold the guy back to help him beat him up. Right. Oh yeah.
Don't
go ahead.
Try to drag.
He's a bad guy. He's got bad ideas.
I would like
God
doesn't make mistakes.
People we've worked with in the past. I think you all have a list of.
Oh my God, we do.
Can I defend myself for a second?
Sure. Like you would immediately.
Hold on. St. Pat is here all of a sudden.
Can I defend myself? No, because you will have to agree.
Tell you something, that guy's rotten.
You will have to agree with me. There is a man who you know I do not like. We used to work with. Mm-hmm. And this man, thinking he was doing a jokey joke.
He was terrible.
I'm not talking about that guy. I'm talking about somebody else. This other guy who thought he was doing a jokey joke one day decided to put me in a headlock.
I kind of put those guys in the same category.
Okay.
Hey, I got you, yeah.
In that moment, now I was young and strong and, you know, full of you-know-what.
Yeah.
I would have been well within my right to turn around and drop him. Yeah. Did I?
You did not.
I did not.
You did
so
not.
That tells me, yes, even someone I hate, I'm going to call the cops.
Wait.
So you're telling me.
That doesn't mean you wouldn't.
Just
because you didn't react to putting you in a headlock doesn't mean you're jumping in to help if he's
getting
beat up.
I'm not putting myself in the situation. I am calling 911.
Right. So that dude's sitting outside.
Yes.
His ass kicked.
Yes.
And he's wearing a derogatory T-shirt. And the person that T-shirt is directed at is kicking their ass right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, violence. Yeah. I don't like violence.
Nobody likes violence.
You seem to like violence.
I don't like violence.
Because you're running in here to tell us to go watch violence.
But I ain't helping that dude. Yeah. I ain't calling nothing on that dude. There's a few people, man.
Kimmy, is there someone that we work with who, if you watch them get their ass kicked, you would hesitate to call 911?
I don't want to watch anybody die.
No, just an ass kick.
No, but that could lead to death.
Yeah,
it happens.
You don't know like how far that person's going to take it. I don't know if they have a weapon on them. I'm going to call 911. Definitely not jumping in to help, but I will call 911.
Yeah, that's the most.
And by the way, she's got some lists too, bro.
No, I know. Like I said, I'm not saying I wouldn't like think that they may have deserved it. I don't want to see them die, though.
252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this crazy scene in Parenton yesterday. A construction crew was working on a parking lot in Highgate Trail. Out of nowhere, a 26-year-old man who at the time was unidentified, nobody knew who he was, walked into the construction site and started assaulting two of the workers. One guy had to go to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Hopefully he's okay. The 26-year-old, after he was identified and arrested, also had to go to the hospital. And Kimmy makes a great point of all the random attacks you're going to do. Yeah. Why would you attack arguably one of the toughest group of people that are working?
Multiple people at once.
You know what's never talked about with stories like this?
What's that?
How hard it would be to go back to work after this happened.
Yeah, because everybody's like, Jesus Christ. You'd have to hit the reset button.
All right. Yeah. So with that, like, you know, not gossiping for the rest of the day about watching, you know.
Hey, you're going to,
But you're going to have to do your job.
Yeah.
Even less thought about, because no guy ever wants to, like, look vulnerable. Even if you weren't someone that was attacked.
Yeah.
For a while afterwards, anybody that you didn't know that wandered onto that site. You're gonna pucker a little bit.
You're gonna be gun shy,
right?
Yeah,
and I think that's totally justified.
Yeah, that's human nature.
But it's something that no one's gonna turn to like their buddy they're working with, be like, you know, I'm getting uncomfortable when I'm seeing random people walking to the job site because it makes you look like a bitch.
I can remember like in the grocery business, anytime something like a robbery happened or anything happened in the store, any loud noise, everybody jumped. Everybody jumped at the same time, and it was nothing. You know, I mean, somebody dropped a can on the floor, but everybody would look around. To your point,
sure. I mean, it does kind of feel like it's getting that way on a daily basis, too, with some of these news stories we're seeing. When you're out walking around and something doesn't look right or a loud noise happens around a corner or you see someone sprinting.
Could be.
Like, I have, I'll be honest with you, man. There's a guy that runs down here in the mornings.
Yeah.
Right? And there's been a couple of times where I catch him sprinting out, like, the window when I'm standing. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Oh, he's shot.
Like he's running for his life. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, all right. So, the moral of the story.
Yeah, what did we get from all this?
Well, no matter how you feel about someone, you shouldn't watch them get their ass kicked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Except maybe that guy.
Okay.
That guy.
Okay.
And definitely that guy down there.
Stop pointing at Billy Kidd. He didn't do anything.
No, he's not there anymore. The guy down there is not
there. Oh, I mean the guy that you could have done something about. You didn't do nothing.
I figured now God's going to take care of my light work.
It's not true. God doesn't make mistakes. That's what I heard.
Yeah, so get to it.
So listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this isn't something we should be, like, worried about.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's just it. We don't know much about these things at all.
But you're saying we're, like, infested.
According to a story we have this morning, and I know there are folks that, like, work for a living trying to get rid of these, so maybe they can help us out.
Yeah.
But I'm learning, if Kimmy is right, that we shouldn't even have these here, period.
Oh, so they're not native.
That's what she says.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We are currently in the middle of a stink bug outbreak in Monroe County.
Yeah, it's about that time of the year.
Yeah.
But I guess it's worse than it has been
in the
past.
Something about the long, warm summer.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Long, warm. Well, you know that old saying.
What's that?
Long, warm summer, stink bug.
Fall.
That old saying. Okay, so stink bugs can't hurt you, right?
No, they're ugly, and if you crush them or you hit
they
them.
Stink.
Well, they don't really even stink. They just have like a weird, I guess it's almost like a chemical smell.
It stinks.
But it's weird. It's not like ass.
No, Kimmy. Tommy is trying to argue the stink bug does not stink.
It's not as bad as like the duty bug is the one you don't want to step on.
I believe, too, if you crush them, it attracts more stink bugs.
Why?
I don't know. Something about the smell they release. Like
I thought it was sending a message.
Attracts
like you throw their bodies out front.
Why do you know so much about stink bugs?
So, they're really, really bad, I guess, in like the Mid-Atlantic area. So I had friends who grew up in Maryland. Their families, one in particular, they had to like vacate their home because it was so overrun with stink bugs. Like these stink bugs were in their bed sheets, in their clothes, in their curtains. Like
they are creepy.
In like
looking,
the fall time, they just start getting into those houses and they take it over. And she learned a bunch about it from like her family having to leave their house to get it. You know, what are they called? Fumigated?
Damn.
So the only thing you can do is get like an exterminator to spray your house.
Yeah.
And you got to spray the chimney. Because if you have an open chimney, that's where they get into your house.
Yeah, they get into all because, the cracks.
Yeah,
you know what's happening.
Even like Pat's mom. You got to spray Pat's mom.
You know what's happening?
It's very stinky down there.
And he knows what I'm doing.
Ooh, queen stink
bugs. That's why he's doing it. He's getting mad that you have more facts about he does than an animal, so now he's throwing in random stuff.
Yeah, I learned a lot about stink bugs.
I did, too, because we got it.
Yeah, your chimney, too. Yeah. I also have stink bug facts.
No, because we got to have the guy spray for them all the time, because we got them all over the house.
Yeah, okay, the worst part is, like, you can spray and get rid of the ones in your house, but, like, there's still more that show up.
Okay, so they don't bite.
No.
They don't carry disease.
No, they just hang out.
Okay, so then, I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, my wife does not want to see a bug in the house.
I understand.
She flips out.
I understand. But like ants, you got problems when you have ants that get into your food, right? Yeah. There are, you know, ticks. They carry Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm. They've been very careful. I don't think they do anything.
So I guess it is bad for agriculture. They're a major agricultural pest.
They eat the fruit and the vegetables.
Because, they're not native to here. They showed up in like the late 90s.
Wait,
somebody brought them in as a pet?
Yeah, like from like shipping containers from East Asia.
I thought they were like native.
No.
So they came from Asia.
Yes.
And you know where they hang out?
Where's that?
Well, they got cheese here.
Oh, goddamn, you're right.
Because stink bugs in China had never seen cheese before.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no cheese in China.
Wait. There ain't no cheese in China. There ain't no cheese in China.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me when we were kids, there were no stink
bugs
in Rochester?
No, it says the first U.S.
No, your house just stunk.
Shut up.
The first U.S.
Many ways that house stunk. Stinky.
The first U.S. detection of stink bugs was in Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1998.
Yeah, Billy Joel, that's
so well, yeah, they got so many there.
They're stinking out in Allentown. That's why nobody's sticking around.
Shut up.
It smells like Pat's house in Allentown.
Yeah, but
I'm hope
pest.
On the war.
I hate you so much.
All right. On containers.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMFD is this way to get us. I was cooking up my hibachi 2 years ago on my Blackstone. One of those bastards got in the hibachi.
No.
Never saw it. I can tell you from experience, they taste like shit.
Wait, it got in the food? You didn't know it?
That is disgusting.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I mean, I get like, your wife, whoever, you don't want to see the bug. And if you're overrun in your house, I get having to do something. I just don't understand. If it can't hurt you, it's not going to bite.
Well, they're like spiders. Again, spiders do not do anything. But actually,
serve a purpose.
Yeah.
My wife still wants them out of them.
Okay.
Like, she wants me to suck them up with the vacuum. I think they're just going to come back.
I think the creepy thing about stink bugs, though, are like just where they hang out. Like, they hang out in fabric. So, like, in your clothes, in your bed. Like, places that...
Yeah,
you're going to like really creep you out and skeeve you out.
The thing that sucks the most about stink bugs,
yeah.
You see a bee coming, you see a fly coming,
yeah.
You see an ant coming. For some reason, stink
they
bugs
pop up out of nowhere. But they're for just, being as big as they are.
Yes, they're just on you all of a sudden.
And they're on the wall by the TV set.
But like, you know, if a stink bug like lands on your neck, your initial reaction is to hit it, and now you smell like crap.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it, but again, like, does anything eat stink bugs around here?
I don't think they have any predators. I think that's why they multiplied so fast.
I have so many stink bugs. I'm just going to keep pushing until Kimmy can't answer our stink bug questions
I think
I'm in awe.
And, I mean, your wife wants the spiders out, but I think that's the only thing that really gets rid of them.
Take your time.
Yeah, okay, birds.
Okay.
Birds, bats, spiders. That's all it lists.
Wait, well, how big does a spider have to be to eat a stink bug?
Yeah, that's a big meal.
Right?
That's like a foot long sub to a spider, man.
We can't have spiders big enough around here to eat stink bugs.
No, so what you got to do is you got to get a bat in your house to eat the stink bugs. No,
you don't want a bat in your house, stupid. That's actually going to hurt you.
Those also stink when you squish them.
Okay. Praying mantises? Praying mantises?
Wait, when's the last time you saw one of them things?
Do we have praying manti in Rochester?
I think they're pretty rare.
I've seen them once in a while, but.
You've never seen
them? No, I've seen
them. No,
I have
seen one.
You've seen a praying mantis in Rochester in the wild.
The ones like this.
I understand what they look
with the big head. They almost look like an alien.
Yeah, I know.
I have seen them. They're shocking when you see them.
I've never seen a praying mantis in the wild.
Are you too poor for bugs?
I live in the country, man.
No, like when you were growing up.
No, we had plenty of bugs in our house. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. In fact, they may exist in Rochester because of the house I grew up in. It's very possible. No, there's no way. How common are praying manti?
They're not very common. I've only seen a couple of them.
Okay. I feel like you're trying to sound cool because Kimmy said first she saw praying mantis.
No, I have also seen him.
Check your chimney at Billy Joel for all the praying mantis. All right, so if you are someone who is dealing with this stink bug thing, they do recommend fumigation is the best.
Get a guy to spray.
Yeah, come and have a guy or a gal.
And do that chimney and all your crevices.
Will you stop with the chimney stuff, man?
It's important. Because they charge you extra for that.
TJ wants us to know he saw a praying mantis Thursday night at the Bills game. Thank you, TJ. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.